Chapter 1. The Shortest Day.
We just need some snow, and then the holidays will be perfect, Sumac tells Grumps.
Oh, aye.
Her Scottish grandfather doesn't look up from his crossword. Crosswords are meant to be good for dementia, which is the thing that muddles Grumps' brain. The two of them are up in the Arctic, what the lotteries call their attic for doing art, on the very top floor of their house. Grumps is not doing any art. He's just being company for Sumac. She's cutting a crescent moon out of aluminum foil to make a shadow picture in her lantern. Tonight's the solstice parade, she tells him. That's what we're making these lanterns for, remember? Grumps's pale blue eyes look suspiciously vague, which means he's probably forgotten what the solstice parade is. Sumac has an idea. She picks a giant square of cardboard out of the pieces stored behind the cabinet and starts making a holiday calendar. This time last year, Grumps was probably celebrating in a sad old man way, with a slice of cold turkey, listening to the radio in his little house in Yukon. He's never been at Camelotterie in December, so he doesn't know what's coming. What a perfect mix of different kinds of fun it's going to be. Well, perfect if the snow will just fall like it's supposed to. Sumac writes, December 21st, winter solstice. Shortest day of year. Bye-bye to Louise, our couch surfer from Brazil. Ice sculpture fest. Solstice parade. Before Louise turned up, Sumac was expecting a woman called Louise, because that's what his name sounds like, and the website's profile picture of him was backlit and blurry, so you really couldn't tell. But he's actually a boy. Well, a man. Though 19 still has teen in it. She adds a little drawing of herself at tonight's parade, with her moon lantern, lit up by an LED light, bobbing on a long bamboo pole.
Solstice parade, Grumps reads over her shoulder. Is that one of those make-up-in-new-agey things?
Actually, people have been celebrating the longest night for thousands of years, says Sumac. Or does she mean millions? Stonehenge, she adds. Not quite sure how old that famous stone circle in England is, but people definitely sun worship there. She carries on with her festive calendar, which has got as far as tomorrow. December 22nd. Papa Dum and Sick get back from Delhi in time for the Nutcracker Saturnalia Banquet. Sumac hasn't been thrilled about one of her dad's spending nearly the entire month back in India turning a factory on the outskirts of Delhi into free apartments for homeless people. Especially because Papa Dum took Sick with him, even though her big brother's only 16 and knows zero about construction. Tomorrow, though, all lotteries will be together at the Nutcracker, Sumac's favorite ballet, before coming home to recline on couches for their ancient Roman banquet. The sky outside the Arctic window has that flat white look that just might mean snow. Sumac crosses all her fingers for luck to make it fall this afternoon and cover up the gray ice heap studded with cigarette butts and doggy dirt, turning everything creamy and new in time for Christmas. Grumps is pointing at where it says, Saturnalia.
I had a Saturn.
What's he on about? Saturn's a planet, and the Roman god of money, Sumac remembers. Or is it time? So how could her grandfather have had a Saturn? A little statue of the god, maybe?
But when people with dementia say random things, you're not supposed to annoy them by contradicting them. So Sumac just nods and draws icicles on the capital letters of Ice Sculpture Fest.
The Saturn Astra, says Grumps.
White, wasn't it, Dad?
Says Popcorn, standing in the door of the Arctic,
with those nasty fleece seat covers.
They were very practical when I was driving around in the Yukon snow,
Grumps tells his son.
Oh, so a Saturn must be some kind of car.
Sometimes Sumac forgets that there are moments when Grumps' memory works just fine. She knows her dad is...